USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan gun safety bill has cleared a final procedural hurdle in the Senate. Senators voted to push the measure to a final vote, perhaps as early as today or tonight. It would be the first significant firearms bill to clear the Senate in nearly 30 years. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says he can't support the bill because it weakens due process and is too rushed.
We didn't even know what's in this bill until Tuesday night at like 6 o'clock. We get the bill. And within an hour, we have to vote on whether we want to proceed.
President Biden is voicing his disappointment with the Supreme Court's ruling striking down New York's concealed carry law. Biden saying the decision contradicts both common sense and the Constitution, adding he finds it deeply troubling. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As inflation remains at a near 40-year high, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell believes the Biden administration is failing to uphold government responsibilities.
Stable prices, public safety, and secure borders are three of the most fundamental duties of any government. Sadly, from our country, the Biden administration has swung and missed 3 times.
Pro-abortion activists are continuing to target pro-life pregnancy centers.
Suspected Democrat activists continue to attack pro-life centers as President Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and the Department of Justice remain silent on the violence. The two Michigan pro-life center attacks were at the Lennon Pregnancy Center, that's in Dearborn Heights, and the Pregnancy Care Center in Redford.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
As temperatures outside heat up, it can take just minutes for temperatures inside your car to rise to dangerous levels. 80% of temperature increase inside the car occurs within the first 10 minutes. That's according to data from Kids and Car Safety. On average, 38 kids a year die from heat exhaustion after being left inside a car. Hyundai and Kia have rear occupant alert systems in certain models that can detect when someone has been left in the back seat after the car is turned off. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says more auto manufacturers need to adopt this technology.
This kind of system ought to be absolutely basic technology in an age where cars are literally computers on wheels. There is no excuse for failing to detect a child in a car that is going to be locked in hot weather.
United Airlines is reducing the amount of flights from Newark Liberty International Airport next month. The company is cutting around 50 flights daily, or 12% of its schedule, to reduce delays at its New Jersey hub. And finally, NASCAR drivers, after having Father's Day weekend off, are all heading to Nashville, Tennessee for this Sunday's NASCAR race. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.